I was pretty flattered when my teenager asked if he could wear my clothes to school. And then I found out it was for Nerd Day.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you ever have a bad day? The moment you awoke, Murphy's Law kicked in. What could go wrong did. Maybe your razor quit or the toaster malfunctioned. Maybe the hardwood floor handed you a sliver. I've had that happen. Yesterday, the paper shredder blew a fuse, and so did I. Outside, the weather was abysmal. The wind wouldn't stop blowing. The rain wouldn't stop pouring. The umbrella wouldn't stop collapsing. When I reached the office, I called my wife looking for some sympathy. Cheer up, she said. It could be worse. I muttered something unkind, and she apologized. I'm kind of down too, she said. We all get down sometimes, and today is one of those days. Deadlines to meet, bills to pay, rumors to diffuse. When I feel this way, I sometimes remember a story my dad liked to tell. I asked him once if it was true. He said, why let that stand in the way of a good story? Well, it seems a man was tuning up his motorcycle in the garage. He revved the engine and accidentally slipped the bike into gear. He was holding onto the handlebars when the motorbike burst through the garage door. His wife heard the crash, came running, and frantically called 911. Their house sat on a hill, so she descended several flights of stairs to meet the paramedics. While they loaded her husband into the ambulance, she quickly blotted up the spilled gasoline with a huge roll of paper towels and tossed the towels into the toilet. After being treated and released, the man returned home, looked at the crumpled garage door and his prized motorcycle, and hung his head. He'd gone 2 months without a cigarette. He thought, I need one. So he lit one up in the bathroom, then tossed the match into the toilet. His wife heard the explosion from the kitchen, raced up the stairs and found him lying on the bathroom floor, smoke rising from his clothing. The same paramedic crew was dispatched. As they carried the poor guy down the stairs, they asked how he burned himself so badly. His wife told them. One started to laugh and it spread. They were laughing so hard they lost their grip on the stretcher and the husband fell down the remaining stairs, breaking his arm. Come on. Well, I certainly hope you're not having that kind of day. But if you could use a little cheering up, nothing is as effective as focusing on God's promises. Here are four of them. Number one, He cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 6-7 says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Number two, he will save you and use you. Psalm 50, verse 15 invites us to call on him in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. He will save you and use you. Number three, his love never fails. Psalm 36, 5-6 says, Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. His love never fails. Number four, your future is brighter than your past. 2 Corinthians 4, 16-18 says, Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For the Christian, there is nothing like the hope of heaven. It's out of this world. Let's pass along some good cheer today. All around us are people who have it far worse than we do. Like the guy who woke up in the hospital. His insurance agent told him his policy covered falling off a roof, but not hitting the ground.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4-7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.